The story was covered by the Belfast Telegraph with the DUP MP Sammy Wilson and Gregory Campbell angry that public money was used to help fund the programme. Their DUP colleague, former Culture, Arts and Leisure Minister Nelson McCausland is here in the studio with me this morning. Nelson, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Danny Morrison, former Publicity Director for Sinn Féin, Secretary of the Bowie Sands Trust, features in the documentary. Morning to you, Danny.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you all so angry, Nelson, if you haven't seen it?
Well, the fact is that Bobby Sands is part of the Sinn Féin strategy of rewriting the history of Northern Ireland. He's been turned into an iconic, heroic figure by Sinn Féin. Instead of the reality, the harsh reality, which he was a terrorist, member of a terrorist organisation, which was responsible for hundreds upon hundreds of murders and some of the worst atrocities of the Troubles. But he has been used by Sinn Féin as part of their storyline, rewriting history, turning him into an iconic figure. We have Bobby Sands medals being handed out by senior Sinn Féin figures.
He is an iconic figure to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not turning that into anything. He is to them an iconic figure.
But he's also being used by them to present the IRA in, as they would see it, a better light. He's being used by them as an iconic figure to draw a new generation of young people into the ranks of republicanism. Otherwise, you wouldn't have senior members of Sinn Féin going into schools, handing out Bobby Sands medals, Bobby Sands certificates. You wouldn't have all of the activity that is around the work of Sinn Féin in this area. So he is seen in a very special way by them, as you rightly concede there. And they're trying to present that now to a new generation. And I see this as something that they will view in a positive light as contributing to that objective.
But you're not even waiting until you see the film to make judgment on whether it is a fair reflection of what happened or not, are you?
The truth again on this matter is that it is being presented up in West Belfast as part of Fill Yann Phobail, part of the West Belfast Festival, which I often have described in the past as almost like a wholly owned subsidiary of Sinn Féin. And if that's the case, that it's being presented there in the West Belfast Festival, they're not going to have that brought into their programme if it's in any way derogatory or negative about Bobby Sands. They will have made sure that it is something that contributes to their long-term objective.
Well, I'll deal with the Fill Yann Phobail first, West Belfast Festival. First of all, Nelson, you've often been invited there. We've hosted former UVF prisoners to tell their stories.
As part of a panel.
We've hosted, an entire afternoon was devoted to UVF prisoners.
No, in my case, it was there as part of a panel.
Hugh Orde was there 2 years ago, wasn't he?
We've invited in the PSNI. We've had former British soldiers tell their stories about their lives and where they came from. So I think that's just, you're just clutching at straws there. The fact
it's
of the
a very big
is,
straw.
The fact of the matter is that the film was actually, well, I mean, I didn't initiate the film. It was, you know, BBC Storyville London, in contact with the local BBC, initiated the film.
It's an independent production company.
Yes,
it's made it,
Fine,
actually, isn't
Fine
it?
Point Films, I think it is. But the fact of the matter is that apart from unionist leaders, Bobby Sands is seen internationally as an iconic figure. He is someone who's spent a third of his life in prison. 4 years of it in brutal conditions. He was elected to Parliament. Streets around the world, in Tehran, in Italy, in France, gardens are named after him. In fact, in Tehran, where the British Embassy is based, the Tehran local authorities changed the name from Winston Churchill Avenue to Bobby Sands Street. His poetry has never been out of print. His songs have been recorded hundreds of occasions by a variety of artists around the world. And even if you look at the word, whenever the film Hunger was made 6 years ago, to which also Nelson was opposed to, that went on to win the Palme d'Or at Cannes, it won awards in America, in Sydney, in Athens. So outside of your little enclosed antediluvian world, Nelson, Bobby Sands is seen quite differently and distinctly. And I find it extraordinary that you haven't seen the film and yet you're able to pontificate and make a judgment on it. I have seen the film. It is not an apologia for the IRA. In fact, in the film you've got Fintan O'Toole, who comments throughout and who is no friend of the Republican struggle. You have former Protestant friends who grew up with Bobby Sands and who played football with him. You have a prison officer interviewed. You have a former Irish Foreign Affairs Minister who, again, is completely and totally anti-Republican, and also won the film. There are many scenes of IRA attacks in which innocent civilians lose their lives. So, and also, the only statistics used in the film, and this is one of the criticisms at the Galway Film Flab whenever I appear on a Q&A.
Does the film include much credit? By the way, I haven't seen the film. We contacted the BBC yesterday asking for a copy so that I could see it ahead of this broadcast this morning. The BBC said someone would get back to us from whichever company it was responsible for that, and no one did. There is confusion. Someone suggested that I was invited to the screening. I have no idea whether I was or wasn't. I do know that we asked for a copy yesterday and we didn't get it. Is there much criticism in the film of Bobby Sands?
It's a very balanced view of Bobby Sands and the hunger strike and where he came from, right, and the origins of the conflict.
The question is there much criticism of Bobby Sands?
Well,
in the
film? There's several criticisms. One's from an academic in Queen's University, and again from Fintan O'Toole, who I was critical of his depiction of the hunger strike. Right. You know, the hunger strike sprung out of the conditions in which the prisoners were held.
Was anybody in the DUP asked to comment on their views on Bobby Sands?
I have no idea. I didn't make the film.
Do you know?
I don't know anything about it at all. I think probably not, because this what seemed to have been the first that people in the party had heard about it.
We did ask Trevor Burney from the company you refer to, the independent company, Fine Point Films, is it, to come onto the programme this morning. He doesn't wish to do so. I say again, Nelson.
Well, I think it's interesting that Trevor Burney has declined to take part in the programme, because ultimately this is a production by an individual private company, supported by the BBC, I hasten to add, and that raises for me another question, which isn't simply about the fact that BBC licence payers' money is going into supporting this programme about Bob, or film about Bobby Sands. It's the fact that the BBC, or in fact BBC Four, is presenting this as part of their Storyville series. And I would ask questions now. I think the BBC has to be open. And I think it's disappointing that nobody actually has been asked from the BBC Four to come on this morning, because they should be here as well to explain what was the role of the BBC in helping to put together a package which secured the funding from from NI Screen, because I see there in the names of...
Well, the BBC, I can tell you how that works right now.
Thank you.
Okay, so the BBC doesn't help to put any package together. The independent company that have made this film, you would believe, presumably, Nelson, in any companies in any field in Northern Ireland trying to export their services, export their goods. And I've got to say that Trevor Burney's company is incredibly well respected outside of Northern Ireland as well. It has a reputation that goes around the world, actually, to be fair.
Yeah, and to be fair, it would have been good to have Trevor Burney on the programme then. You know, also, could I just make the point...
Aren't could you're I back and call to come in just because you have
no,
a problem?
No, but I think if people are recipients of public money...
Sorry, just a moment. If you would just let me make my point without interrupting.
If people are the recipients of public money in that way, then I think that in a contentious area such as this, there is good reason why they should be invited on and why they should accept that invitation. But I also, when I look down the names of people who were associated with the making of the programme as listed in the Toronto Irish Film Festival programme, which is being shown there as well, I see at least one name. That is someone who I understand is employed by the BBC. So I'd be interested to know what is the exact connection. Could that be set out for us in detail? Can it be explained to the general public in Northern Ireland?
What are you getting at? I don't even know what you're suggesting.
I want to know what is the connection between the BBC, who are showing this on BBC Four, because obviously there was a funding package put together to enable this to happen.
That's in the normal course of how any programme
is made.
Well, then,
if that's in the normal course, most people out in the general public in Northern Ireland are not aware of the details. Let's get the facts. Let's have someone from BBC Four on to explain how this was put together.
Okay, I mean,
just to clear this up, so that there is absolute
rich.
Just to clear this up.
Well, BBC is pretty rich, look, actually, at public rate.
Yeah,
taxpayers.
Look,
I actually have. I am absolutely completely neutral in this. I have I haven't spoken to Trevor Burney in a number of years. So none of that malarkey. Here's how it works. When a programme is being made, either the broadcaster, if a programme's been made for UTV or indeed BBC, right, on a local level and it's staying local, then that broadcaster will fund the making of the film. If the film or the television programme has international potential, then it will be for the company to put a package together. That's how television's made, Nelson, around the world.
Well, I'm perfectly well aware of that. What I'm asking is, what is the detailed nature of this? In that, was there anyone from the BBC staff involved in any way as a producer or anything else?
The film has already been bought by Sweden and Denmark.
Well, that doesn't answer the question about the BBC.
Well, I'm going to come to that.
Oh, good.
It's a bit rich of you to complain about the spending of public funds on a project such as this. The BBC spends, I would reckon, much more every year. And it's the same old story, broadcasting the 12th, when they go live at 11 o'clock in the morning. How many reporters, how many technicians, how many cameramen are involved in the production of that? I reckon they probably spent much more on the 12th of July covering what many people in our community, Nelson, regard as sectarian coat trailing. If you look at what was going on at the bonfires, the burning of cats, the burning of tricolours, the burning of election posters belonging to Sinn Féin, a Lions party, the Green party, the burning of GAA regalia. So there's a lot of money goes into showing the orange side of it on the 12th of July by the BBC. Furthermore, in a week where the arts were cut by £500,000, your minister, Paul Given, gives £200,000 for Orange Bands to buy new instruments. So if you're going to talk about balance here, there's another spend of public money. The 18 million the police would tell Avenue, shouldn't we stop that? Cut that off so we save money. There's more public money. Cleaning up after the 12th, public money.
You can see why it is that Danny Morrison has been a propagandist for Sinn Féin for years and a publicity officer, because he's very good at handling the truth in his own way. For example, he states,
as are you.
And as a politician, you would expect that. But I would point out that, for example, he just says there that the Minister for Communities reinstated a fund which provides money for Orange Bands. It actually provides musical instruments or helps to fund musical instruments for any bands. Any bands. There's no requirement, no condition in there about the colour, creed or anything else of them. In fact, a band not unconnected with his own political party, Allsop Memorial Republican Flute Band from the New Lodge has actually got money out of what he describes as a fund for Orange Bands.
The bulk of the money.
Which shows indeed the fact that he's distorting the truth. But let's get back to the real issue.
Nelson,
I understand Danny Morrison's very keen to deflect attention from real questioning about the core issues about this.
You haven't seen the film?
If you would actually stop interrupting or it's either diverting or interrupting.
It's a conversation, isn't it?
Yes.
And you have a conversation with
And therefore one has to have the opportunity to speak. I think that one of the key issues for me in all of this is that the BBC has a responsibility to be balanced, to be fair, to be inclusive, to be reflective of society in Northern Ireland.
What's balanced about our 12th country?
It's an event which is unique, so therefore you will actually not be able to find something that is the perfect counterbalance for it, except that if you look at the event, the organisation, which is the most, representative and passionate one that people in the Republican Nationalist community would be very passionate about, would be the GAA. And the GAA is covered very, very extensively on the BBC in a way that Orange culture,
like,
which is, well, in actual fact, people from both nationalist and unionist communities can play football. Difference is with the GAA, you have to be a nationalist to join a GAA club. It is the fact that you have to be a nationalist to join a GAA club. It is something that is very much at the heart of the cultural identity of nationalism, Irish nationalism. And in the same way, the 12th is something that is iconic. I would like to see lots more reflections of Orange culture, of the marching band tradition, the music. 20,000 people every year making music week after week in marching bands.
Are you going to complain? Can we come back to the actual subject matter here? Are you essentially going to complain about any programme that is made? that reflects any type of Republican story?
I think Republican stories, if they're being told, will also have to include the innocent victims of those who were the terrorists. Of those who were there, I'm not necessarily going to go along with Danny Morrison's assessment.
Well, it covers
things.
The death of Joanne Mathers.
Danny speak now.
It was a young census collector who was shot dead in Waterside on, I think, the 4th or the 5th of May, 1981. And that is covered extensively in the documentary, along with a commentary by Fintan O'Toole. And there are other instances of ire. I mean, and one of the criticisms, as I was saying earlier, from the audience during the Q&A was that all of the statistics that are shown up in the film are about IRA killings, and there's no balance in terms of whom the British Army killed or whom the Loyalists killed. That was a criticism coming from a Republican person who'd seen the film.
We've just seen in the last few days the results of terrorism, murderous terrorism on the streets of France. I think at a time like this, people should stop and reflect. Do we want to have a society where another generation is presented with this heroic fear? We had the book that was produced some time ago, and that Danny Morrison was on this programme about, the graphic novel about Bobby Sands. I've mentioned already people from Sinn Féin going into schools and handing out Bobby Sands medals and Bobby Sands certificates to small children. There is an Irish medium nursery school which is named in a way that is representative of Bobby Sands, in that it uses his pen name as the name of the school. I remember seeing Conor Murphy handing over little books about children's version of the life of Bobby Sands to children in another Irish medium school. So there's this process of trying to present the figure of Bobby Sands as some sort of hero figure for small children within the Nationalist Committee, a new generation. And a programme such as this, that obviously has passed the Sinn Féin test in that it's been brought up to the West Belfast Festival. In that case, it obviously is something that they're happy with, and I think it will end up contributing to that agenda.
You talk about a new generation being infected by the past. I mean, how can you say that, you know, 4 or 5 days after you've just celebrated a 300-year-old battle when Protestant King William of Orange vanquishes the Catholic King James II over who should rule the English throne? You reenact those battles all of the time. And I have absolutely no problem. And in fact, I facilitated, when I was chair of Fela, discussions about the foundations of the UVF, the signing of the covenant. We put on events in Rosemary Street Presbyterian Church and different other venues. But you can't have it both ways. And, you know, why are you obsessed with Bobby Sands? Is it because there's no equivalent iconic figure that you can identify with? Around the world, Bobby Sands is seen as a freedom fighter.
Well,
whenever he died,
I have to say, I
news
don't
items
have any
were, news items
terrorists.
Were, you're interrupting me now.
I don't have
news
any items were terrorists.
News, major news broadcasts were interrupted with news of his death. It was almost like the assassination of President Kennedy. It was such major news around the world. You had Ramsay Clark, former Attorney General for the United States government, attended his funeral. Representatives of the French government attended his funeral. Representatives of the Iranian government attended his funeral. So that's what you have to get over. The way you view Bobby Sands isn't the way Nelson, the world, views Bobby
Sands. I wonder,
Bobby
after what happened in France, if any senior French politician would be attending the funeral of a terrorist these days.
Well, they were just
celebrating. I wonder, after what happened in France and the murder that we saw, the murderous activity there on the streets of Nice, if we would, because that's not my view, much different. The bodies on the streets are no different from those who were on the streets in the case of the terrorist
activities
of the IRA.
You don't even know your French history. They were out celebrating the storming of the Bastille, the French Revolution, when they took off the heads of royalty. It was a bloody revolution, but it was aimed for social democratic ends.
I'm sure the people of France understand
their history. Unfortunately, you don't understand ours.
But you know where this is at, both of you. There is, if you take Bobby Sands as an example, and it is just one example, isn't it? Someone who you will call a terrorist, Nelson, and someone who Danny will want to call a hero. You both know your positions on this. It's about finding a centre ground for understanding each other's background, history and opinion, isn't it?
I've expressed a view about Bobby Sands. I've expressed a view about the film The other point in this that I really feel particularly disturbed about is the point that I touched on earlier, that across the whole of its production programming for Northern Ireland, its representation of Northern Ireland history and politics at a national and international level, is the BBC balanced, fair in the way that it does it?
Well, no one from the BBC has come into the studio this morning to speak to us. And I think what we should do is we should ask the BBC to come in. Because we certainly put people like you guys under pressure to come in. So we will ask the BBC, whoever it is that's in charge within the BBC of commissioning this programme, whatever, we will ask them to come in to the Nolan Show. There is a statement from the BBC. They say, we've contributed to the cost of this programme, a version of which will be broadcast on BBC television at a later date. We do not publish details of individual programme costs. We seek to reflect the differing views and experiences of local communities across our output. Some of this includes troubles, events and legacies. All of it is carried out with utmost care and sensitivity. 66 Days forms part of this wider and still developing BBC programme portfolio.
Even the title of the programme, 66 Days, means that the focus is very much on the hunger strike, not on the days before that. The focus is on...
It's on the days. It's on Bobby Sands' days. It starts at day one.
Yeah. In other words, the focus is on the hunger striking, that period where he is portrayed and presented...
You haven't seen the film.
The title is 66 Days. It's not all the days before that when he was a member of a terrorist organisation that brought death, havoc, destruction, tears, pain and bereavement to so many people, Protestant and Roman Catholic,
in reaction,
Northern Ireland.
In reaction to the Orange State.
Says it all.